So you have that Avengers Infinity War script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And this one's all about a guy named Thanos who's trying to gather Infinity Stones.
Oh, what's he like?
Well, let's just say if Bruce Willis was a Pokemon, this is probably what he'd evolve into.
Ooh, scary.
Yeah, this movie's gonna get real dark.
Sounds like stuff is getting serious.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you'll still have time for a quick, lighthearted Ben & Jerry's commercial, right?
Oh, Ben & Jerry's? Yeah, for sure.
Okay, great, because I already cashed that check.
I actually threw in a fair amount of jokes to balance out the darker moments.
Keeping that Marvel vibe to it, what kind of jokes are we talking?
Well, I had this idea that maybe some characters call other ones by names that aren't their real names, right?
Right.
And so, yeah, that'll be a lot of the jokes.
I'm not sure I get it.
Well, like Tony calls this bad guy Ebony Maw Squidward.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's funny.
And Thor calls Rocket Rabbit.
Yeah, okay, he's not a rabbit.
And Tony calls Star-Lord Mr. Lord.
Uh-huh.
And he also calls him Flash Gordon.
Right.
And Thor calls Groot Tree.
All that character says is his own name.
And Star-Lord calls Thanos Grimace.
So you're like really leaning into this name thing.
And Spider-Man's gonna think that Doctor Strange is a made-up name.
Are people gonna notice that so many of the jokes are based on character names?
I don't think so, unless some jerk on the internet points it out.
Well, okay then. So tell me more about Thanos.
You mean Pokemon Bruce Willis?
Please stop making name jokes.
That's not his real name.
That's not his real name, yeah, I get the joke.
Well, Pokemon Bruce Willis thinks that there aren't enough resources to go around, so he wants to destroy half of all life in the universe.
Oh, wow. Does that include, like, plants and animals?
I don't know, probably not, because those are natural resources.
What if there are planets where there are just plants and animals?
I don't know, maybe half of them die in those cases?
What if there's a planet where there's, like, a million animals and one dude.
I don't know.
Would half the animals die or would half that dude die?
I don't know.
Would his left side just go limp or something?
I mean, I'm hoping people don't think about Thanos' plan this much. It's just something he wants to do real bad.
Okay.
It's more of a shut your brain off and enjoy kind of thing.
Done and done.
Anyway, Gamora's like, well, Thanos can't get the Soul Stone because I'm the only one who knows where it is.
Okay, so she goes into hiding?
No, she goes directly to him.
What?
I mean, she tells Star-Lord to kill her if Thanos manages to grab her.
Still, that seems pretty irresponsible.
Oh yeah, very much so.
Huh.
And Thanos has the Reality Stone, so he easily grabs Gamora from the Guardians.
What does he use the Reality Stone for?
More bubbles than you'd expect.
Oh, bubbles are tight.
But essentially, he can make whatever he wants become reality, so like Drax and Mantis turn into Slinkies and stuff.
Well, that's game over, right? If he could turn everyone into Slinkies, that's game over.
Yeah, he can literally alter reality.
Wow.
But he's not really gonna do it that much.
Oh, why not?
Because.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So is Doctor Strange gonna use the Time Stone to save the day, like at the end of his movie?
No, he's not.
How come?
Because.
Fair enough.
Yeah, here's the thing. Based on the powers we've established for everybody, there's probably a lot of ways they could bring down Thanos.
Yeah, it feels like fans are gonna point all of those out online.
That's right, and that's why I included a scene I like to call Shut the Hell Up, Everyone.
Oh, I like the sound of that. What is it?
We're gonna have Doctor Strange look into the future and say that out of 14 million outcomes, he only sees them winning one.
Oh, very smart.
Yeah, so anytime someone online tries to criticize the movie,
somebody else will chime in like, well, it probably had to happen that way because that's the only way Doctor Strange saw them winning.
Exactly.
Shut the hell up, everyone.
There you go.
So what else happens in the movie?
Well, some of the characters blast a hole in a ship and Ebony Maw goes flying out into space.
But then he flies back like Mary Poppins?
No, I thought of that, but then I was like, this isn't Star Wars.
Bummer.
Sorry.
So what do they do about the hole in the spaceship?
Well, Iron Man closes it up because he has this cool new thing where his suit is like, basically magic.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it fixes up holes in spaceships and morphs into whatever he needs in any given situation, and it closes up massive stab wounds.
How is that possible?
Nanotechnology.
Yeah, but what does that mean exactly?
Nanotechnology.
But how exactly?
Nanotechnology. I don't know.
Okay, nanotechnology. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So what do some of the other characters do in the movie? Like, what's up with Captain America?
Oh, he has a beard now.
That's it?
Pretty much.
What about Black Panther?
He goes, Yabambe!
Black Widow?
She's gonna have this little moment where she's surprised to see that Bruce is back on Earth, even though he's the one who called them.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
She's also gonna be part of a lady fight where all the women team up to fight the female antagonist.
That's progressive, right?
Maybe.
What about Winter Soldier?
He has a new arm and he picks up a raccoon.
Hawkeye?
Not even in it.
Ant-Man?
Nah.
I gotta say, it feels like a lot of characters are getting sidelined.
Well, you asked me to shove 75 main characters into a single movie, you sick bastard.
I did do that.
I haven't slept since 2015 and I hate you so much.
Hey, throw that Tyrion Lannister dude in there. I like him.
Please stop.
Please stop.
All right, so you're gonna have everybody fight a big generic army of bad guys?
That wouldn't be an Avengers movie without that.
So what's this army gonna look like?
Well, picture what it would look like if Venom took over Goro from Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
So yeah, like a million Venom Goros.
Very cool. And how do the heroes end up stopping Thanos?
Oh, they don't.
What?
Yeah, no, he's gonna get all the stones and erase half of all life in the universe.
But it's gonna be hard to wrap up a movie if the bad guy wins.
Actually, super easy. Barely an in.
Oh, you're disappearing. Okay, and you're gone. Okay, that doesn't feel satisfying at all. I mean, I know you're gonna come back because we have a bunch of other meetings planned. And there it is. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. If this is your first pitch meeting, there are a lot on the channel that you can binge through.
Like, a lot.
Also, let me know in the comments section what you thought of Avengers Infinity War and what other movies you'd like to see pitches for.
Don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel, follow us on Twitter,
and check in soon for a new pitch.
Thanks for watching.